Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Last week, I saw a friend of mine launch something and super happy for her and everything. But also, I was kicking myself because I had thought of something so close to that idea, but hadn't been able to work out quite how to make it work. I'd kind of put it on the back burner. I hadn't got around to doing anything with it. And here she was launching it to great excitement and fanfare from people in the comments on social media. Have you ever experienced that? Like, you watch somebody else do something that is either something you've thought of but not quite done, or it's something that you can't unsee. Like, it's so obvious to you now that they've launched it and you can't understand how you missed it. Identifying these kind of market opportunities quickly is essential for the survival of your small business. When you're first to market, you can capture all the attention. You can establish yourself as the go-to person for that thing before your competitors even start talking about it. On the other hand, if you're like me and you are slow to respond to something in the market, it can result in a missed opportunity. Or worse, if you've got something in the works and you're ready to launch it, you can look like a bit of a copycat. So the ability to identify and act on these new opportunities is what fuels your business's growth. And we need to understand that what worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. And so we need to be on the lookout for the next thing in our space. And that could be new customers, so a different type of customer from the ones we're used to serving. It could mean that there's a trend in the market that we need to be ready to capitalize on. Or it could be that something changes in the rules and regulations and suddenly this whole new market opens up. I'm working with someone who's in exactly this position. They are capitalizing on a first-to-market opportunity where a legal change has opened a brand new market. You being able to recognize and exploit these opportunities is how you grow your business. So market research is the most powerful tool that you have for identifying these opportunities. And this means gathering data, like actual data, that gives you insight into your customer, into their behaviors, into what your competitors are doing, into what's happening in the market. What's great is because it's data-driven, it makes it much easier to make decisions on it. You're no longer guessing and assuming and hoping and praying. What you're looking for is a demand in the market that isn't being met, or potentially somewhere that your competition is underperforming and you can step in with your 5-star service and outshine them. We have a tendency to think of market research in terms of, ooh, I have a new idea, let me get some market research to validate it before I move into like beta testing it. But actually having a more regular market research process helps you to really keep an eye on the industry that you're in, because knowledge is power. So if you want to grow and you want your business to succeed, you need that power. Customer feedback is another place to go looking for new market opportunities. We're good at this when we go looking for testimonials, but really listening to your current customers can tell you what problems they're facing that you maybe didn't notice, and maybe the market hasn't noticed, that there's a piece of the puzzle that's missing from your offer. There's an offer that they wish you would add to the value ladder, or there's a piece of what you're doing that doesn't quite work for them. This kind of feedback helps you to figure out where there are gaps in what you're doing or where there's a need that isn't being served that can create an opportunity for you for a new offer or service. The bonus of the customer feedback side is when you have this open communication with them and then you act on it, they feel like they're part of your business's journey. So they become more invested and they trust that you're building your business in line with their best interests. Of course, you have to remember that it's not feasible or sensible to pursue every single opportunity in front of you. You need to think about what aligns with your business vision, what aligns with your skill set, what's going to work with the resources that you have, and what's going to work right now. Some opportunities might need you to go right now and you might already be committed. So you have to evaluate whether or not that opportunity is for you. Focus on the opportunities that are going to give you the best chance of growing your business while not stretching your team or your processes' capacity to breaking point. That's the part that we're pretty good at. But none of it matters if you don't spot the opportunity quickly in the first place. So what's your strategy for identifying new opportunities quickly?